It's the Big 550 KTRS. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And every Friday at this time, we play the Harris Challenge. To do that, we need you. And if you have not played in the last 30 days, you're eligible to play right now. 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit these public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, right back at you. I'm glad you're still on the air.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And it'll spill out the categories for this week. And the questions within those categories, led as always by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Also a category dedicated to the late, great Mike Nichols, one of the best movie and theater directors and TV as well. He died yesterday at age 83, so we've got a category about Mike Nichols movies. And for Thanksgiving, we also have a category called Who Are You Calling Turkey? Which one would you like, Chris?
Oh, my gosh. Who are you calling turkey, I guess.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works for our new listeners who aren't familiar with the formats of the game. I'm going to ask Chris five questions, increasing values on them from one point up to 5 points. That's a total of 15 points he can earn. But to win, he doesn't have to get all of them. He just has to get more than half. So that would be 8 points. And if he does, he'll get a prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize package!
We have so many great prizes. We have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant.
Donuts.
One in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also from Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes. You might want to go see Dumb and Dumber 2 or the new Hunger Games movie, just to name a couple.
I wonder if the theaters will be crowded at all for Hunger Games. Probably only 6 or 7 people in the theater.
Yeah,
so.
It might be.
Pretty good that you get to go for free.
Yes, it is. Or if you like to bowl. We have a free bowling party. And this bowling party includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane. And a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company. It's available at Crest Bowl in Florissant. Or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton.
Right, hang on a second. I want to see if I can pick up this split here. This is a tough one.
Okay.
This is 7-9-10. I think I can. Oh, I got 2.
No.
All right. You can have your choice of those prizes, or if you do get all 15 points, that's the best you can do. We call it a clean sweep, and you get all the prizes, a value of well over
$1 million.
Okay, Chris, you've chosen the category, Who You Calling Turkey? We've got 60 seconds on the clock, and now let's play the Harris Challenge. On what TV show did Arthur Carlson say, As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly?
I'll pass on that one.
Which turkeys gobble, the males or the females?
Males.
Correct. Which of our founding fathers wrote a letter in 1784 supporting the turkey as the national bird of the United States, complaining that the eagle was a bird of bad moral character?
Ben Franklin.
Correct. Within 5 years, when did Swanson sell the first TV dinner consisting of turkey, cornbread dressing and gravy, sweet potatoes, and buttered peas?
1954.
It was 53. You get the points. All right, here's your five-pointer. Which is longer, the amount of time it took the Titanic to sink, or the amount of time it takes to properly cook a 20-pound turkey at 325 degrees Fahrenheit?
Let's go with the turkey longer.
4.5 hours for the turkey, 4 hours for Titanic. Back to Arthur Carlson. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Dan, what TV show was that?
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Which, by the way, has just come out on DVD with the actual original rock and roll music that was on the TV show restored for the first time ever. They've got all 4 seasons in a box set. It just came to my house yesterday in shrink wrap. I can't wait to break it out over Thanksgiving weekend. Chris, let's see how you did. Except for WKRP, you got everything else for a total of 14 points. Almost a clean sweep, but it's a win. Congratulations.
And he started off with going, oh, let's go with a turkey one.
That's right. Not sometimes the enthusiasm doesn't pay off. Hang on, Chris. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. Thanks. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Thank you very much. Didn't really need to say the extra the U2 there. Why?
I don't know.
I was thinking of Bono in the Edge. Just thought I'd throw that in. Andrew, you're on the Big 550. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hey, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, yesterday I got gas for $1.29, except it was from Taco Bell.
And then you ran for the toilet. That's their new slogan. Which category would you like, Andrew? Have you been paying attention? Mike Nichols movies or the new third category, multiple choice Thanksgiving?
To the Mike Nichols one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What 1967 Dustin Hoffman and Bancroft movie did Mike Nichols win an Oscar for directing?
Graduate?
Correct. In what movie did he direct Melanie Griffith, Harrison Ford, and Sigourney Weaver? In what movie did he direct Robin Williams and Nathan Lane as a gay couple?
Birdcage.
Correct. In what 1998 movie did he direct John Travolta as a Bill Clinton-like president? In what 1983 movie did Mike Nichols direct Meryl Streep as a nuclear plant worker who discovers the company doing something wrong?
The China Syndrome.
Silkwood. What was the movie with Melanie Griffith, Harrison Ford, and Sigourney Weaver? We need that or the John Travolta, Bill Clinton-like president movie?
I don't have an idea for either of them.
What if I told you that Melanie Griffith said to Harrison Ford, I've got a head for business and a bod for sin?
Oh, I still don't know.
It was one of them, Wag the Dog?
No. Working Girl was the Melanie Griffith movie, and John Travolta was in Primary Colors.
Okay.
Based on Joe Klein's book. So, Andrew, let's see how you did here. You got the one and the three and only 4 points. And as you know, if you don't win, then you get punished on this show.
Oh, boy.
When it comes to Thanksgiving, I looked through the punishment music files. I typed in the keyword poultry. Didn't come up with anything. Typed up the keyword turkey, didn't come up with anything. Typed in the keyword Thanksgiving, didn't come up with anything. Then I went back and I put poultry again, and I thought, well, maybe I must have missed something, and I did. So we don't have turkey-related music for you, but I got a chicken. That's enough. See, the whole idea of the punishment music is to put an earworm in your head so that all weekend long, you can't forget that.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome, Andrew. Have a great weekend.
You too.
And a happy Thanksgiving, too. Here is contestant number three. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself.
My name is the PM.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Hallelujah. Take your 5 seconds and plug something.
Oh, well, I'm just on my way home from Columbia, picking my daughter for Thanksgiving visit. So.
All right. Great to have her with you, I'm sure. Which category would you like? Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Multiple choice Thanksgiving or our new third category, Showbiz and Sports Week?
Let's go with the Thanksgiving one.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Glenn, let's play the Harris Challenge. What state is home to the largest U.S. city named Turkey with a population of 507 people? Is it Texas, North Carolina, or Louisiana?
I'll say Louisiana.
It's Texas. What does the U.S. produce more pounds of each year? Pumpkins, sweet potatoes, or cranberries?
Cranberries.
Sweet potatoes. How long does it take for a normal turkey egg to hatch? 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months?
4 weeks.
Correct. Approximately how many feathers does a mature turkey have? 3,500, 135,000, or 350,000?
The middle one.
135,000? No, it's 3,500. Which state's residents eat more turkey per person than any other? Virginia, Pennsylvania, or California?
California.
You are correct. It is California. And with that, you're a winner because you got the three-pointer and the five-pointer for a total of eight. By the way, we produce 1.6 billion pounds of sweet potatoes. About half of that in pumpkins and a little bit less than that in cranberries. So, little something to teach your daughter as she grows up there, Glenn.
First thing I'll tell her when she wakes up.
Okay. 8 points makes you a winner. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get the prize.
All right. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you very much. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Luke.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just looking forward to a nice Thanksgiving holiday.
All right. Which category would you like of the two that are left? Have you been paying attention? Or Showbiz and Sports Week? A couple of topical categories here.
I guess we'll go with Showbiz and Sports.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Minnesota Vikings player was suspended for the rest of the season without pay by the NFL this week?
Adrian Peterson.
Correct. Which Australian has been named this year's Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine?
Pass.
Because of the record snowfall in Buffalo, where has the NFL moved this weekend's Bills-Jets game to?
Pass.
Which former Major League Baseball star says part of his finger fell off during a poker tournament and now wants
Jose
to sell it on
Canseco.
eBay? It is Jose Canseco. The first openly gay NBA player retired this week. What's his name?
Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. Which Australian has been named this year's Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine?
Hugh Jackman.
Chris Hemsworth. That's Thor from the movies. Because of the record snowfall in Buffalo, where the NFL moved the Bills-Jets game?
Pittsburgh.
Detroit. Monday night at 6. First openly gay NBA player. What was his name? What is his name?
Did he retire?
Yeah, he retired. It's Jason Collins.
I wasn't going to get that one.
He played 22 games for the Brooklyn Nets last season after coming out and hung it up yesterday. So let's see. You got Adrian Peterson for one and Jose Canseco for four. And Luke, only 5 points.
The wheels fell off.
Yeah, and I have to punish you as well. Here, once again, Chicken Wolf. You know, there are some ideas that are funny for 10 seconds and some ideas that just go on and on, no matter how long you thought they were funny. This is one of the latter.
That's true. Luke, I'll tell you what, though. That was a little bit less offensive than the celebrity singing from last week.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. When I was thinking of punishment music today, I thought, you know, we actually have a whole bunch of bad versions of songs by Bill Cosby. And I just could not bring myself to play them. And I promise you, I will never play them again.
Alrighty.
All right, Luke. Have a good weekend.
Have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you very much. And here's our final contestant. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
I'm AM and the PM.
Well, we appreciate that. You want to plug anything?
Just my sweetheart, who I love so very much.
It would help if you said your sweetheart's name.
It's Elaine.
Okay. Kevin, we have one category left. Usually the most popular category of the five, but this week it's left for last, and it's all yours. Have you been paying attention?
Okay.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to CNN, who is negotiating his retirement from the Ferguson Police Department?
You want
to pass?
Yeah.
Okay. According to the New York Times, which MSNBC host owes $4.5 million in unpaid state and federal taxes?
Oh, Pat.
Which 80-year-old imprisoned murderer does 26-year-old St. Louis native Afton Burton say she wants to marry? Manson is right. According to Mars, Inc. and Barry Calabot, two of its biggest producers, what food treat is the world running out of?
Please repeat.
According to Mars, Inc. and Barry Calabot, two of its biggest producers, what food treat is the world running out of?
Coconut.
Chocolate, you're right. In what country, you know what, stop the timer on this one because I want to get this one out. I'm going to give you time for this one, Kevin. In which country have biology textbooks, and this is true, in which country have biology textbooks replaced diagrams of human genitalia with pictures of cute little ducks and dolphins? Is it Turkey, Indonesia, or North Korea?
North Korea.
No. It's Turkey. For Thanksgiving. You see? That's a true story. Al Sharpton is the MSNBC host who owes $4.5 million. And by the way, I think he should not be allowed in our state to head any protests until he pays up on those taxes.
Yep.
And the guy who CNN says is negotiating his retirement from the Ferguson PD is the guy accused of shooting Mike Brown, Darren Wilson.
Oh, I was thinking about the Chief's name. I remember that.
By the way, I say accused. He's not accused. He did shoot Mike Brown. The question is whether he'll be indicted. And we have not heard anything about that yet. Now, we're not stalling. There's just nothing from the grand jury yet. So let's see how you did here. You got the 3 and the 4. Oh, Kevin, you just barely missed it. And that means you also have to be punished.
Some chickadees in there?
Oh, my ears are bleeding.
Well, that's all I got for you. Thanks very much for playing, Kevin. Have a great holiday.
You too.
You and Elaine enjoy Thanksgiving together. And that's the Harris Challenge for this week. We do it every Friday, but we won't do it next Friday because we ain't going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all going to have a nice 4-day holiday, and we hope you do too. This is the Big 550 KTRS.